Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Charles reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Ike Deluck. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Schilling moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schilling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Kahlstedt now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alozic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hal Kahlstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlstedt bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Charles hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kahlstedt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wickersham hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball towards center. Del Greco settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Del Greco. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Hal Kalstad. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarani moves to third. Schilling moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. There goes Schilling trying to get to home. Del Greco throws the ball into Sullivan who tags Schilling who's trying to score from second, for the out. Green moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clinton is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Charles steals second. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 3 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Forknealy's. Charles scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 4 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 8-5, Athletics. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Runnels strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.